Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with Call to Worship. How much love does God really have for us? How should we then live? Loving Heavenly Father, God of the universe, we come into your presence boldly today because of your great love. Here's real love. Not that we love you, but that you first loved us and gave your only begotten Son as a love gift, a sacrifice, paying the penalty for our sins. You provided a way that we can be bought out of slavery by the precious blood of your Son, Jesus. You've adopted us, allowing us to cry, Abba, Father. Your love is so intense, so intimate, that there's rejoicing in heaven as sinners repent and are born again into the kingdom. We praise and thank you, God, for your boundless love and the forgiveness that you offer. Now, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight. As we continue in this time of worship. Amen.
Father's love for us, how vast beyond all. that he should give his only son and make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss! The father turns his face away as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon the cross, my sin upon his shoulder. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was a dying breath has brought me to life. I know that it is finished. Oh, oh, oh. I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, no.
You are listening to Call to Worship.
Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I.
Shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee.
We truly thank God for the opportunity to worship with you today. You are listening to Call to Worship. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time. Visit us online at calltoworship.us. This is where you'll learn more about this ministry. When you visit the website, you can listen to previous broadcasts available to you anytime, day or night. Our website also is a safe and convenient place to make a contribution to this ministry. That address, calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. We really appreciate your encouraging letters, your generosity, and faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be mailed to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501.
Oh, love that will not don't know why Jesus loved me. And I don't know why he cared. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. Where would I be if Jesus didn't love me? Where would I be if Jesus didn't care? Where would I be if he hadn't sacrificed his life?
Our prayer today is that this call to worship time is a valuable part of your worship.
Thank you.
How much love does our Heavenly Father have for us? Our answer to that reality should shake us to our very core. God's faithful love toward us should not only humble us, but should also draw us to Him in worship and adoration. And His great love for us should have a dramatic effect on our love for others. You may have heard or seen a visual description of how much Jesus loves us. It is as if He was asked how much He loves us. He responds by stretching His arms out, making the shape of a cross. And Jesus replied, "I love you this much." Romans 5 is where we begin. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. And John 3, of course. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. 1 John 3, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. 1 Corinthians 13, if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It's not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. One of the ways we should act based upon God's love for us is by forgiving others as He loved and forgives us. Ephesians 4. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God, through Christ, has forgiven you. John 15, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone laid down his life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, so that you will love one another. Jesus himself gave these instructions found in the book of Matthew, Matthew 5. You have heard that it hath been said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. And thinking of the Father in heaven, that is one important result of how much God love is showing toward us. John 14, 1 through 3. Let not your heart be troubled, Jesus said. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. And receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Even so, Lord, come quickly. Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song as we see how much love God has for us. It is my prayer that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write. We'd love to hear from you. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. We We invite you to visit our website, calltoworship.us, where you'll find more information about this ministry, and you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely right there on the website. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, our Lord Jesus Christ Himself, and our God and Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work.
We get